Yay, it's Friday.
It's that exciting, is it?
It's what we live for.
Okay, let's do a show.
Today is March 4th.
A few hugs can go a long way.
March 4th is Hug a GI Day.
National Hug a GI Day.
Hug a GI Day is a holiday
to honor and appreciate our men and women in the U.S. military.
Give me a hug.
You mean hug me, hug me.
Bring it in, let's hug this out.
Let's hug it out.
Let's hug it out.
Hug a GI Day.
Give me a hug.
Let us begin.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1, Sunbury.
I missed the Vietnam draft by a few days, so I'm not a GI. No hugs for me.
Yeah.
That is the GI we're talking about, right?
It is. Thank you for your service.
The best songs on the radio. 94.1. WQKX.
In digital HD.
No, they're not talking about your gastroenterologist.
That's what I was wondering. I had an appointment last week.
Yeah, we don't hug them.
I didn't hug that guy either. No, especially when he's got a camera and it's going in the wrong end. You know what I mean? No! Happy Fry-yay.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
We wear our jerseys today for Hunter Reynolds. Mm-hmm. Nice job, Penn Stater.
Yes.
Be honest, you're back in Pennsylvania now, Karina Carr. Does that make you a Penn State fan, or were you still... Oh, now she's drinking out of her large Penn State...
Does that answer your question?
No.
No?
I mean, are you a Penn State fan? Were you when you went down south 20 years ago?
Yes.
And are you still when you came home?
I implore you to look back at my Facebook page, at least over the last how many years, and see that when they play, I'm like, we are.
Penn State?
That's right.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
You don't forget
nice
where you come from.
It's a nice number one jersey. Does that make you the kicker?
It makes me the water girl.
Okay. I was torn between football jersey and baseball because I have tons of both. And I just couldn't bring myself to put a Baltimore Ravens jersey on.
I thought that's what you were going to do.
I was so disappointed with this season. And I'm so disappointed that baseball's running late. So I did put a baseball jersey on. So we got our Cooperstown collection on for the Red Sox, and it's all good.
Depending on what I was able to find yesterday, I actually was going to try and find a rate, because I don't really technically have an NFL team. When I was in Nashville, I kind of rooted for the Titans just because all my friends
were
there.
It makes sense.
But overall, like, that didn't follow me like Penn State does everywhere I've lived.
Yes.
So I thought, oh, if I find a Ravens one, I'll wear that because I know Tom's going to be wearing Ravens.
No,
so
you
walk
won't
in
find Ravens gear. You got to drive to York. York? Get close.
Well, not funny. It warmed my heart to see all these parents that were, I could hear them talking. Like, the kids were like checking out the shirts and dad's like, no, that's not a jersey. That's a shirt.
Yeah.
I had to go to Dick's Sporting Good and check it out. And,
well, do it you can in memory of young Hunter, and I think it's a great show of support in Central PA, man. Say what you want about Senpa, but we got the biggest hearts anywhere.
Yeah, judging from what, like I said, in the stores, what I saw, I think a lot of people are honoring that today, which is pretty awesome.
And we want to see your pictures.
Yes,
we want to send your photos. Send them to us on Facebook.
You can use the hashtag Remembering Hunter Reynolds, and we've already got a lot that are showing up, and we want you to join.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Big night for late night TV last night. We have double doses coming up here and there. Fallon and Seth both want to talk about that drunk guy on JetBlue.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
The JetBlue pilot was removed from the cockpit of a plane in Buffalo because he was suspected of being drunk.
Yeah. After he blew into the breathalyzer, didn't even say a number, just said new high score.
A JetBlue pilot blew twice the legal limit. After being removed from the cockpit of a plane, they were immediately suspicious since the flight was Delta.
WQKX.
My name's Tom Morgan.
I'm Karina Carr.
And Karina stumbles and falls a lot. It's not funny.
I'm topic.
But it is funny. Like, you ever see somebody slip and fall on the ice, and then you go, oh my God, I hope they're not hurt, and you go help them, but you're kind of chuckled first, didn't you?
I was just going to say, do you laugh first and then ask if they're okay, or the other way around?
I think everybody does. Well, we had a good view on The View yesterday, if you were watching that show.
Just stand.
Let me tell you, these chairs are dangerous.
These chairs move.
Yeah, blame the chair.
You're on the ground.
It's happened to all of us at one time or another.
25 years, that has never happened.
Sure it hasn't.
I went flying.
You did.
I just missed the step as usual.
Okay.
And are you okay? Because people
well, you know,
really
I
do
fall a lot, but the main thing, you know, just to talk seriously, when Bob Saget fell, he died.
Yeah.
If you hit your head and you feel dizzy or you have blood blurred
vision,
you feel
you
like you want to go to sleep, go to the doctor because that will kill you.
Yeah.
But I've fallen a lot. I fall all the time. I'm a klutz.
That
I'm
makes me
klutz.
Nervous. I don't like
this chair. This chair was like the exorcist.
It's a menace.
We hate, for the record, we hate these chairs.
All right, the chair company right now is very embarrassed. They'll probably have new chairs today on The View. I don't think it was the chair's fault. However, some people, Karina, are clumsier than others.
I am who I am.
I'm okay with it. So you're going for the bruises to match your Penn State chairs.
It's all about coordinating, Tom.
That and the fact that Penn State took a beating too this year. Sorry, Penn State fans.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Yeah, we'll talk more about why we're wearing jerseys. In the meantime, you're going to post something up, a little selfie we did here in the studio, and we want to see your jerseys today.
Yeah, take those pictures and drop them in the comments for us, all for Hunter, and just remembering him and life lost too soon. It's Morgan in the Morning.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Some call it stupid news. We say,
and there it is.
All right, a video is going viral on TikTok. A woman showing off her tattoo that she got as a tribute to her father. The problem here is there's a typo in the tattoo. And the problem is?
It's supposed to be J-O-H-N. And it's not really fixable because it's in the spot that I want it to be. And I'd have to get it like removed and redone. I'm lucky because my family actually has an inside joke. When we were little, my brother signed my dad up for a magazine subscription and spelled his name like this. And so it's kind of like an inside family joke. When I told my mom about it, she was like, yeah, you know, now the tattoo has even more meaning.
Yeah, even more meaning, except for the fact that the original problem is the tattoo artist misspelling the word John.
You misspell it with a, you know, crayon or a pencil, you throw the sheet out, you erase it. Not the same for a tattoo. You're kind of stuck with it.
If this is your job, you should probably know how
to
spell.
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned.
And there it is.
On 94KX.
God knows how that guy would spell Karina. That's all I'm saying. That's all
just
I'm
put
saying.
KC.
Yeah. If you misspelled John or Tom, but yeah, if you're going for a tattoo, here's a lesson for you. Make sure you write it down on a piece of paper and just keep holding it up to the guy's face.
See? Yeah. This is why you don't get girlfriends on your arm either.
Well, coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
That's very much true. Hey, you're having breakfast. You open up your box of Lucky Charms, and they're more than just magically delicious.
Where did you buy these guys at?
Yeah, that story coming up.
Morgan in the Morning.
94KX.
You're always after me, Lucky Charms.
Yeah, they're magically delicious. What are your kids eating for breakfast this morning, Mom? You got a box of cereal? I had my Cheerios with the strawberries in it this morning. Lucky Charms. What were those mini marshmallows?
I don't know, but I picked them all out to where nothing was left but the green. My mom was like, knock it off. I'm like, I just like the but they sell that now.
So you'd have yourself a bowl of marshmallows.
Yeah, they have that
and
now.
And save the grain for your sister.
Yeah, you can buy them now. It's just the marshmallows. None of that healthy crap.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers in Kentucky seized a box of Lucky Charms. Hidden in there, 4 pounds of marijuana.
Where was this when I was a kid?
Magically delicious.
I think I would have done better on math.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Well, we just heard the news. Now it's time for the good news. How about some cheesecake?
I love me some cheesecake.
Cheesecake for a good cause is even better. And a local woman is finally stepping down as superintendent of the Milton School District after all these years. They know her, they love her, and we'll talk about her coming up.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
And it's Flashback Friday.
WQKX, WQKX HD1, Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation station for the best songs on the radio for more than 40 years. It's Flashback Friday.
Get those requests in on our Facebook page. Drop them in the comments. Or you can call 1-800-326-94KX.
94KX. 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Well, Tommy, it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
Well, I love me some good cheesecake, and the only thing that makes that better is doing it for a good cause. And a cheesecake shop raised over $70,000 to help support those in Ukraine.
All of the sales that we have made this weekend are going towards the help of the Ukrainian Armed Forces. Every dollar that you have spent in our shop is going to be donated. We have collected $72,405.
Wow, $72,000!
It's not even like the chain cheesecake shop. It's like the actual personal cheesecake shop. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is a lot of money, and it is a great cause making it. Good news. Hey, after a dozen years, Dr. Kathy Keegan is stepping down as the superintendent of the Milton Area School District. It's just time to spend time with family.
Since joining the team at Milton, I have grandchildren and I have married children, and they now would like to spend some time with their mom and their nana, and my husband would like to have some time to travel with me while we can still go.
Nothing wrong with that, so you go ahead and go. And for you people who want to be a school superintendent, the job is still open. That's a tough job.
Yes.
That's a real tough job. I mean, I don't know if I'd want to do that kind of job.
No. Read the fine print.
Yeah. Hey, a guy in Kentucky found a lottery ticket in his jacket pocket, so he was wondering if it meant something, so he took it to the mini mart and had it scanned. $250,000!
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
You get excited when I find $5.
Yeah, when you find that extra 10 in your jacket.
Like, ooh, $5, I'm a winner.
Today I put on my Boston Red Sox jacket. I never wear it. And I found Lifesavers in there, and I was excited. It was kind of weird.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
It's the little things.
Yeah, exactly. Still on the way, late night TV. Double dose coming at you again. Jimmy Fallon says they're closing their IKEAs in Russia. I'll just let you laugh on that one. And Seth Meyer on the way as well, and he's got his own look at the whole Russian-Ukraine situation.
It's getting real when they close IKEA.
It's Flashback Friday on 94KX.
IKEA announced that it's closing all 17 of its stores in Russia. IKEA said that they'll do whatever it can to throw a useless tiny wrench into Russia's economy.
Defense officials in Ukraine have warned that the Kremlin could be using deepfake videos to spread misinformation to Russians. Okay, I knew Putin didn't have an Iron Man suit.
Morgan in the Morning at 94KX on a Flashback Friday.
She's got the look.
Yeah.
Some dude's wife has the look.
Yeah, well, of course, we want your request, and we got the post on the Facebook page, but we take them in that little DM box as well. John Fogerty.
I wanted to hear some CCR. It's coming right up.
Good.
No, wrong John Fogerty.
Yes.
Okay.
Local John Fogerty. This is pretty cute. He said, I'd like to request a song for Flashback Friday. The Look by Roxette. It's for my wife. She's good looking and carries herself well. She's got the look.
How cute. Well, how nice is that?
You got brownie points, dude.
Indeed. Is he schmoozing?
Morgan in the Morning.
What did you do wrong?
Birthday buddies.
Yay!
Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go!
All right, here we go. Chaz Bono is 53 today.
Whoa!
What's he doing nowadays?
I don't know.
I got you, babe.
In a while.
Sort of. I got you, babe. Anyway, here's a name you won't recognize. Evan Dando is 55. The lead singer for the Lemonheads. Let's play some of that.
Wow.
It's Flashback Friday.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Jason Newsted.
Metallica.
Yeah, there you go. He's the ex-bassist for Metallica. He's 59. Ray Boom Boom Mancini is 61. He's the one that was in Bob Dylan's gym punching out somebody. We did it on Silly News.
I'm thinking about the Golden Girls where they hire that boxer. He's like, what's your name? Boom, boom.
Yeah. It's a great boxing name.
It is a great boxing name.
Okay.
It is.
Bubba in Forrest Gump, 65 years old.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Okay. Life like a cool box of chocolates.
Yeah. And that's about it.
That's my gen name.
That's my gen name.
Don't get us going, Tom. We don't stop this train. No, you know this. No.
All right. Well, this sometimes stops the train. And then I do this.
Ah, there you go. Again.
And we had
a very dramatic pause.
And that means it's time for the local celebs. We call them...
Birthday buddies.
Happy birthday to Amy Scorsone from Sealands Grove. She's 46.
Yes, she's a very good friend of mine. Actually works at Shade Mountain Winery.
Oh, now that's why she's your friend.
Yeah, that's it's always good to have a real good friend that works at the winery.
Happy birthday, Amy. Becky Knowles is 46. Happy birthday. Kathy Smith is 64 today.
Happy birthday to Courtney Campbell, 28.
Ooh, I like this name. Fallon Rogers from Bloomsburg is 39. Happy birthday. Jason Batts from Sunbury, he's 40 today.
Jeremy Ray from New Berlin is 49.
Oh, you didn't say it right. It's in all caps.
New Berlin!
Let's not do that again. It hurt my ears yesterday.
Jessica Woodard is the big 4-0. Happy birthday. Jill Moser is 74 today.
Matt Curdy from Danville, 36.
Megan Hicks is 36 as well.
Mike Tuchelowski. Oh, I love that name. I do. 71 today.
So much to say, not enough time. Nepal Ritsky is 24 today.
Patty Glick from Sunbury is 68. Happy birthday.
Rebecca Knowles is from Shamokin. She's 46 today.
Happy birthday to Rick Mitchell, 65.
Sue Heemstra from Norrie is 54.
Suzanne Harris is from Dalmatia. She's 67.
Tanya Waricki from Coltmont, 35.
Nothing on Facebook page today. No calls, texts, none of that.
Phone just sits there most of the time.
Except on Flashback Friday, where people want to hear really corny stuff just to see if we have it.
What'd you call the other day? Bookface? Nothing's on Bookface.
Otherwise known as the Book of Faces.
Or that Graham Insta thing. I have nothing on that either.
Or that Timex TikTok thing. Never mind. But that's the way you get a hold of us, and that's the way you could be
a birthday buddy.
With Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Flashback Friday on Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford in Lewisburg. Well worth the drive down Route 45.
Coming up, some viral comedy. How many McNuggets could you eat? Oh, my God! That's a lot of McNuggets.
Back in the day, about 20. Now, I don't even know if I could eat 3.
And he went viral, Jamie Foxx, doing voice impressions, and we totally forgot over the years that he's pretty good at it.
Yeah, he is.
Viral comedy coming up, and Mike is in the house.
Oh, I got a live one here.
You know by his shirt.
I'm legally required to wear this shirt today. I didn't want to, but I'm legally required.
Taking a little kickback for the movie producer. Anyway, we're going to talk about the Batman, right?
Yes, I'll give you a review of the Bat.
All right.
To the Batmobile.
Stay with us.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
We are not legally required to tell Mike to take his shirt off.
You don't want to.
See what I did there? Jermaine Stewart from the 80s. You see what I did there?
I see what you did there.
Hey, your requests, 1-800-326-94KX or...
on the Facebook page. Drop them in the comments. It's Morgan in the Morning.
94KX. Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
Yeah, listen to these now. This one's going to make you burp, right?
Maybe a little more than that.
Okay.
If you like chicken nuggets, you have a competitor who really likes them because she ate 100.
100 McDonald's chicken McNuggets. Let's see how quickly we can do this.
100?
3, 2, 1, and go.
14 minutes.
And then, of course, the video sped up here a little bit.
Oh, man. I feel like lots of gas in my stomach, but I think the chicken nuggets are blocking it.
Oh, jeez.
That was pretty good. So 100 chicken nuggets eaten in 13 minutes and 50 seconds. Pardon me.
Oh, 13 minutes.
Wow.
100 McNuggets in 13 minutes.
My stomach's turning just talking about this.
Hey, our second cut is Jamie Foxx. Well, we all know him, but sometimes we forget he does voice work.
So I would do Kermit the Frog.
Kermit the Frog, Sesame Street News, here with the Three Little Pigs.
Wow.
Which actually sounds like Sammy Davis Jr.
Because sometimes, who could take a sunrise?
Which actually sounds like Jay-Z.
Nice party, it's crazy. You know, Beyonce, you know what we're doing. You know,
it's just a lot of great people in my life. It's a lot of great people. That's a great people in Bushwick. So let's see. Excuse me. Fake news. They're trying to give me the...
Everybody does a Donald Trump. But, you know, those other ones are pretty darn good.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX. Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning. Next.
Yeah, movie Mike is on the way, and he's all excited about the...
Batman!
The Batman. You have to say the in front of it. For this movie, you have to say the Batman, kind of like you say the sheets is. And when you're going, I'm going to the sheets. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm going to the Batman.
And here he comes into the studio sporting his Batman shirt, the one and only Movie Mike. Karina, I know you're busy on social media, but can you do that Catwoman thing? And there we go. She's got it down.
Yeah.
The original Batman theme. And, yeah. Oh, that's when it pow, slam, wham.
What did he used to say? Holy something Batman.
Yeah, oh, like holy whatever.
Yeah.
You change it up all the time. Yeah.
Holy rusty something, I think.
Before
I remember.
You get your ticket and your popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
There's a new Batman movie in theaters. Is it worth your time, or will it be robbing you of your money?
See what you did there.
Oh, boy.
I'll tell you in just a second. But first, this review is sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing Paul Thomas Anderson's Licorice Pizza, one of my favorite movies of last year. For showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. If you like superhero movies that are full of fun and action, well, Spider-Man No Way Home is still playing. The Batman is pretty much the opposite of that. This is an intentionally dour, not fun comic book movie. Robert Pattinson plays the Dark Knight. He's on the hunt for Paul Dano's Riddler, a lunatic who's killing high-ranking Gotham officials and exposing their corruption. Helping Batman is cat burglar Selina Kyle, played by Zoe Kravitz. The Batman works overtime to avoid most of the things audiences expect from superhero films. For instance, it's visually dark. I mean really dark. The only three colors in this movie are black, brown, and red. And rather than having tons of action scenes, most of the plot involves Batman trying to follow clues the Riddler leaves for him. This may sound crazy, but the movie reminded me of Seven, with Batman instead of Brad Pitt.
Ooh,
it has that same kind of eerie, oppressive feel. I admired the effort to do something different, and some elements are very effective. Pattinson makes a good Dark Knight, Dano is truly scary as the Riddler, and the theme of corruption is dealt with in a smart way. But at 3 hours, the film is way too long, especially given the relentlessly gloomy vibe it projects. I like the Batman enough to give it a mild recommendation, but be aware of what you're in for. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3 Batmobiles.
3 Batmobiles.
It's not a home run. I know a lot of people want this movie to be a home run. I admire the fact that it tried to do something different, and parts of that are very, very effective. But this movie also has some things that really drag it down. So a good movie, but not a home run.
So you're kind of disappointed? Kind of?
A little bit disappointed, yeah. Liked it, appreciated it, but I wanted to love this.
We hate when you're disappointed, Mike.
I know. It happens.
The Riddler, kind of like Frank Gorshin or no? A totally different kind
of thing. No, they play it totally realistic. He is very much like Kevin Spacey was as John Doe in Seven. He's this really ominous, menacing figure, but he's not dressed in green with the question marks. You know, he wears like a bondage mask and glasses over top of it, and
it's very creepy. Yeah. Every once in a while.
Can I say that on the radio?
You just did.
I think we're in trouble starting right now.
Call the lawyers.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Nice knowing you, Movie Mike. No, we'll see you on Monday.
See you Monday.
We continue to wear our game jerseys of any kind as we remember Hunter Reynolds.
Yes, we have got tons of people posting pictures with the hashtag. Thank you, guys. You all look amazing. And I even have a girl who is wearing my exact basketball jersey. Excuse me, I'm scrolling. Amanda Lee texted it, and it is Tori Alexa in her 22 basketball jersey for Shikellamy.
So Tori is the current wearer of number 22.
She's my jersey buddy.
Wow, that's cool. They didn't hoist your jersey to the ceiling 20 years ago when you retired?
No.
Okay. Just checking.
WQKX HD1, Sudbury Broadcasting Corporation station for the best songs on the radio for more than 40 years. It's Flashback Friday. 94.1 WQKX.
I'm going to bounce a couple of group names off you here, Karina, and see what you can come up with. I know you're going to go, oh, I had the poster on my wall. New Kids on the Block.
I did.
And Rick Astley. Yep. Rick Astley.
No.
And Vogue.
Yes.
Salt and Pepper.
Yes.
They're all hitting the road together.
What?
Doing new material and remakes of songs that they didn't do in the first place.
Tonight, 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 rewind.
from Flashdance. Like, she's a maniac, maniac. I don't know.
I feel like I should be exercising.
The song is called Bring Back the Time, and that's what we do on Flashback Friday.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, they're doing Bring Back the Time, but they're also going to do songs like We're Not Gonna Take It.
Gonna have to face it, you're addicted to love.
And more. So look out for that soon. New Kids on the Block, Salt and Pepper, Rick Astley, and a whole lot more. Heidi Klum did a song with Snoop Dogg.
She should stick to modeling and looking pretty.
I don't know. This song's pretty good.
You say I'm always high. We keep that on the low.
Sorry, want to run that by me again?
She can sing.
I've heard her sing real and
What? This isn't real?
They're pressing a lot of buttons to make her sound like that.
Wow, what called, a hater.
Called layering.
Yeah, Heidi hater.
No, she's beautiful. I love her. And, you know, when she does, what was it? Not American Idol, America's Got Talent, and great model, but I don't know. But, I mean, who named a song Chai Tea with Heidi?
Well, that's the name of the song, and I don't understand it, but I think the tea is what Snoop was smoking. But nonetheless, look for it. Heidi Klum and Snoop Dogg on a Flashback Friday.
I feel it's not going to probably be a chart topper.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Late Night TV, Jimmy Fallon is talking about professional soccer coming to HBO. Remember when HBO stood for home box office? Remember when they showed movies?
Yeah, now you gotta...
It's kind of like MTV without music videos
now
anymore.
Now you gotta keep your kids out of the room.
All right, Tom's List is also on the way. What are the pictures you have on your phone?
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Next year, HBO Max will begin streaming U.S. soccer matches. Of course, since it's HBO, every match will have full frontal nudity.
Flashback Friday.
We sour chicken.
On 94KX. Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
Now let's get started.
All right. Take a look at your own phone while we talk to you. You can do this unless you're driving. What are the most common pictures we put on our phones?
Well, if it's Lynn Hall, it's probably all cats.
Well, you know, there are little niche groups, you're right, but the most popular answer is pictures of our family photos. You show me pictures of your mom and dad all the time.
Yeah,
right?
Landscapes or scenery.
Travel, of course. You know, back in the day when we had slides of our vacations and nobody cared? Yeah, now you can carry them on your phone. So besides family, there's...
Selfies. Everybody does a lot of those.
I was thinking more of friends, but yeah. Okay. How about, do you do these random screenshots?
Only when I press the button, because the new iPhone has them like right next to each other, and yeah. I'll randomly do it, yes, a lot.
Yeah, I do it also when I want to look at something later, but I know it'll go away. Work-related content on your phone?
Yes, and I have a ton of these. Memes. Gotta have the memes.
Memes and GIFs on your phone?
Yep. Save them for later.
Mm-hmm. I have pictures of my dog. Oh, wait. My dog's not my dog. He's my roommate.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Sure, news is on the way next with sports and AccuWeather, but we have our first winner in the Be Kind campaign to be announced, right?
Yes, I'll let you know who it is. It's all month long.
94KX.
Hey, it's time to be kind.
We've got Stacy Pietsu with the United Way and intern at Susquehanna University, Gabby Fitzgerald. Good morning. You have a winner for the Be Kind campaign.
Good morning. Yes, we are so excited to be with you to announce the first winner this year of our third annual Kindness Nomination Challenge, sponsored by Evangelical Community Hospital. So our week one award for kindness goes to Kathy Steese, who is nominated by her daughter, Megan.
Wow, Kathy Steese from Sunbury. Congratulations. She's kind to everybody.
She's very kind to everyone. Kathy is a retiree. Every Christmas, she organizes a fundraiser for families in need, and she delivers anonymously from Santa. She's helped over 6 families already since starting this tradition. And Kathy has also helped raise money for students going abroad and individuals who have been struck by financial hardships such as job loss to help cover food, utilities, moving, and medical expenses. Kathy's daughter Megan says her mom is the most selfless person she knows, and this kindness inspires her to pay kindness forward as well.
Well, Megan, thank you for nominating your mom and mom, Kathy. Congratulations.
Yes, and so we're going to be going into week 2 next week. So, Stacy, what do we got?
Be kind to your friends and your family.
and we're going to be telling you all about it on Monday. Still looking for nominations, so I do want to mention through March 14th, if anyone else would like to go to our website, dsbuw.org/bekind2022. We'd love to have more nominations coming in that we can be considering. There are 4 more weeks of prizes.
All right, Stacey Piazzu, thanks for checking in with us. And Gabby, you have to go to class, don't you?
Absolutely. So
well, you get back to school, and thank you so much.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Do you like Charles Barkley as much as I like Charles Barkley?
I do now.
He's just hilarious. He's a retired basketball player, if you don't know the name. Yeah, he played for the Sixers, mm-hmm. but he's a television guy now, and he did something last night on live TV that is just too much.
We'll see if he sticks to it.
Yeah, it's our parting shot coming up next.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
94KX.
Wrapping up the show, Chad Evans is on the way next. We wrap up the show with one of my favorite sports broadcasters, because he doesn't give a damn. Charles Barkley on TNT, their NBA show last night, did something that if you and I did, we'd probably get fired.
Yeah.
But still, it's funny.
Chuck was playing in this game. The Clippers and?
Clippers and a team from Southern California.
Oh, you won't say that name.
Still not.
I'm not talking about...
Is there a point at which you said, okay, I'm going to say their name?
If they win a playoff game.
So you're not going to say the word Lakers for the rest of the...
The rest of the season. I'm not talking about these damn losers. Between us, between the nitwits of TNT and the nitwits of ESPN, we talk about these losers more than any people in the world.
I would say we talked about them a lot.
Tell us what you really think.
And
there it is.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.